This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Chris Melanson from Beverly Boys Tennis. And Chris, by the closest of margins, 3-2, you guys beat Marblehead today and won the Northeastern Conference tennis title. So some reaction.
Well, it was a fantastic match. I mean, want to congratulate Marblehead on an excellent season as well. You know, well-coached group and a lot of great sports over there. But you know, for us to be undefeated, it's been a long time coming. To beat Marblehead. I think it's been about 15 years or so. So to end that way was exciting. And you know, I owe it all to my kids. They deserve it. They work really hard, and I'm just really proud of them.
Tell me how the scoring kind of played out, because there's always some tension in a match because of the timing and when the singles finishes or the doubles. So tell me how that played out as far as drama this afternoon.
Well, yeah, it was pretty dramatic. So we were actually down early by one match. The second doubles team of Marblehead took care of business pretty quick. And then my number one, Peter Coletti, won. So then it was 1-1. And so for tennis, it's best out of five. You have to win three matches. So then it was followed by a win by Beverly's first doubles team of Colin Oliver and Federico Poncini. So we were up 2-1. And then Marblehead's third singles won. Billy Ackerman beat my guy Christian Goodwin in a really back-and-forth match. Could have gone either way. So it was 2-2. And so, you know, the last match is all on the line. It was between fill in the blank and Felix Litvak. For Marblehead, Dylan was up one set, and I think he was up probably 5-3 in the match. And this kid Felix came back, you know, tied it up 5-5. Dylan won the next one 6-5, and then won, you know, 1-7-5 on a you know an add-in point, which was probably like three or four deuces. So there's a lot of drama, you know, and it's cool to see with tennis, but I'm barely a basketball guy in tennis shoes, and to see all the people there against the fence and cheering on, it was a really just overall great match. A lot of fun to be a part of.
No, absolutely. I'm glad I asked that question. So, Chris, now tell me about, kind of map out your players for us. You got the three singles and the two doubles teams, and
right.
Maybe tell us about those guys and the kinds of seasons they had, and then later on we'll talk about what's ahead for you guys.
For sure. Yeah, Peter Coletti is my number one singles player, and he's been playing for a really long time. You know, he's sort of like my right-hand man, you know, my go-to guy, assistant coach. He does a lot of the tennis instruction on the court when we have practice and stuff. He's just completely steady, a very good player. He only lost once this year to Matt Jacobs, who's really good from Swampscott. But, you know, he's had an unbelievable season, and he's just one of our best leaders. Dylan LeBlanc, he plays second singles for us. He joined the squad last year without playing tennis before. Had a really good season last year, and this year he won every match but one match to the Salem player the last match. But he's one of my senior leaders. Again, brings a lot of energy to our team, and you know, always can rely on him to pull through. Christian Goodwin, he's my third singles player. He's brand new this year. Just picked up the sport, but you know, he found a lot of comfortability in it. He just keeps the ball in play. A very, very steady player. You know, again, great match that he had today. Didn't pull through in the end, but he's had an unbelievable season. And then my doubles teams, I have Colin Oliver, who is one of my senior captains. He joined the squad last year. Again, just worked so hard in the offseason to become a better tennis player. He didn't need any work in the leadership department. You know, he's like our team energizer. He gets everyone fired up and just leads by example. I just love that kid. And then we have an Italian exchange student at Beverly this year named Federico Poncini. And he came over from, I coached him in basketball. And, you know, I persuaded him to play tennis. And I'm glad that we did, because he's a really good player, has just a great feel for the game. And I actually think those two, they went undefeated this year at our first doubles. So proud of them. Second doubles has moved around a little bit. But you know, I really want to highlight Skylar Crean. He's one of my senior captains. He brings, again, another steadiness to the team. Really good tennis player. You know, we can count on him to lead, and he holds down the second doubles crew. So that's sort of the team. I could call out a lot of other people, but the interview will be really long if I do that.
Hey, Chris, you know what, Pochini, I don't know if I have his name right, but the Italian exchange student, you're right, who played basketball for you. Now,
right.
did he play soccer in the fall or anything like that?
He played golf.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he played golf in the fall and was a really good golfer.
You guys got, that was a good deal for you guys then.
Absolutely. I know. I told him to bring all his friends over from Milan next year.
Sounds great. Hey, so during the course of the year, what was another tight match? You finished the year undefeated in the right. regular season. What was another tough match? Obviously, the Swampscots, I imagine, or
Swampscott was a good match. Jacobs is she's our overall best player in the league. We ended up taking care of business 4-1 there. Actually, it was kind of the way the season played out with the rain during the course of the year. We had to postpone the Salem match and this Marblehead match to this week. So really, those are our two probably toughest matches of the year. Salem, we just beat, in a close one. We went 3-2, and then Marblehead 3-2 here at the end. So, but it's good for us going into the tournament to experience these type of matches, tight situations. It gives us the ability to play under pressure and stay even keeled. And really, a lot of the game in tennis is just mental, from what I've learned. So being in these present situations will definitely help us moving forward.
All right. Well, you seem to be doing well with those basketball shoes on. Well, Chris, anything else about the team? I know you've got an event tonight, but anything else you want to share with us about the Beverly Boys tennis?
Well, all I'd like to say is, we're really proud to represent Beverly and Beverly High School. I'm extremely proud of the kids. They work really hard. I've coached a lot of sports. This is definitely one of my most rewarding seasons. We're going to celebrate tonight and then start looking forward to the tournament next. But we appreciate the publicity and we really appreciate you calling.
Good. Hold on the line just a second. Chris Melanson, boys tennis coach at Beverly High School, with us on MSONewsSports.com.